Your heart starts beating faster. You begin to tremble, sweat pours from your body. You're afraid. Fear is a physical reaction as well as an emotional one. It's supposed to be our body's way of telling us to watch out. But many people seek out fear. In fact, there are industries built on it. Horror films, haunted houses, even bungee jumping. Radioactive youth producer Chris Oti hit the streets of Seattle to ask the question, why do people like to be scared?
I would say people like to be scared because it's kind of a different form of fun. It gets your adrenaline pumping the same way like a roller coaster or something does.
It's such a relief when it's over. It's sort of like a relaxation therapy. You tense up and then you relax.
The rush, the surprise, it's something different than someone would feel every day.
You know, when you go through your daily lives, you go to work, from school, etc., etc., it's nice to have something that gets your blood flowing, something that spikes your adrenaline, something, you know, something you can't prepare for. A lot of times, people think things through or try to premeditate everything, so getting scared is, it's different. It excites the system. It wakes you back up.
Well, that's why people in Seattle say they like to be scared. My colleague Marcy Silman asked sociologist Margie Kerr why people seek out fear. She's made a career of studying what scares us and why we feel fear. She says one of the reasons we enjoy being scared is chemical.
The initial triggering of the threat response involves releasing chemicals like endorphins and adrenaline. You've got neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin, hormones like oxytocin that are all flooding our body. And under the right circumstances, you know, when we know that we're safe, we can kind of hijack that experience and enjoy it because it's the same kinds of chemicals that are involved in pleasure states. These high arousal states are all very similar in terms of the chemicals that are being released. So dopamine, for example, that's released anytime we do something enjoyable. And so that also coming with the threat response means that we can kind of reinterpret or make meaning around this experience that can feel really good. And endorphins, you know, everybody thinks of those as the natural morphine, which is true. But rather than, you know, making us feel good, their endorphins are blocking our pain receptors. So when we're in that threat response mode, we're not feeling any pain. So that's why runners can sprain their ankle and keep on going, because our body is so good at turning us into this machine that can protect ourselves in these high threat situations.
I'm talking with Margie Kerr about why we like being scared, but I'm curious, what's the line between the things that scare us for fun, like a Halloween haunted house, for example, or a scary movie, and how we detect something that really is a threat?
Yeah, the processing happens almost immediately when we are afraid. We very quickly take assessment of the situation, and if we know we're safe, which we know we are if we're going into a haunted house or we're watching a scary movie, we know that this is a controlled environment where nothing bad is really going to happen to us. So we know this and can then just sort of allow ourselves to experience that adrenaline rush and the endorphins and the dopamine in a positive way. Now, the thing that's going to vary among individuals is whether or not they are going to enjoy a scary movie versus a roller coaster versus a haunted house. And those differences are going to be drawn from personal experiences, you know, whether someone had a bad experience at a haunted house, if they went maybe when they were too young to really know that what they were seeing was not real. Or some people get really uncomfortable with the feelings that go along with thrill rides like roller coasters. So there are differences in the kinds of thrills and chills. But the key in really enjoying it is knowing that you are safe, that it's a controlled environment.
There are people, and I am one, who are, I guess I'm just going to call myself a super wimp. I don't purposely seek out fear or thrills or any of that. Do I have a different kind of brain chemistry, body chemistry?
Yeah, there is new research suggesting, well, showing that individuals do differ in the physiological response, and that could play into whether or not someone enjoys the experience or rather enjoys it more. David Zald did a study looking at novelty seekers, which are basically people who are seeking out these kinds of thrills and chills, and found that they have a very efficient dopamine response. So not only is their brain producing and kind of flooding the synaptic cleft with more dopamine, but then it's staying in their brain for a longer period of time. And that could contribute to why they enjoy these kinds of activities more than others. And then, of course, psychologically, you know, a lot of personal experience is going to come into play. I've got a lot of friends who just hate scary movies because they've got lots of bad memories associated with seeing them. And then personal taste, too. You know, you can see differences among people who really don't like anything scary that involves disgust. So gore, blood, that type of – that's a real individualized preference.
Margie, you and I are speaking in the Halloween season, so there's a lot of intentional scary stuff or creepy stuff or ghoulish stuff or whatever set up just for the experience of getting people to be creeped out. But fear – is more generic these days. We're talking as where the Ebola threat is got a lot of people scared for their lives. ISIS in the Middle East, you know, there's just a lot of current events that are legitimately mm-hmm. scary. How is that different than a haunted house, for example?
So I think that the relationship between what's happening in society and our engagement with symbolic violence or scary material, it's really complicated. And I think that actually people who go out and seek these scary situations, they may be doing it to try and bring fear back into their control. When we hear about things like Ebola and what's happening in the Middle East and these threats that are so far out of our control, that can feel really overwhelming. But if you go to a haunted house, if you go to a scary movie, it's a closed circuit. You know, we go in knowing that we're going to experience a fight or flight response, and then we know that everything's going to be okay in the end. And that makes us feel good. It makes us feel like we do have a sense of control over our own fear.
So essentially what you're suggesting is that ritualized scariness that's under our control can help us cope more with wider scary things that are out of our control.
Yeah, I think that that's very true. And I know when I talk to a lot of people who enjoy going to haunted houses, they say that. They say, you know, I've got all of these concerns. I've got, you know, concerns about finances, the future, the economy, pollution, all these kinds of things. But when they're in that space, when they're in that haunted house or watching that scary movie for 2 hours, they know that their world is completely, you know, in their control, and they can feel a great sense of accomplishment that they actually challenged a fear and overcame rather than that kind of lingering sense of anxiety that comes from concerns about the future.
Margie Kerr, sociologist and teacher at the University of Pittsburgh, speaking with Marcy Silman. So interesting. Yesterday on the program, we talked about how being a little scared over Halloween can actually empower children in different ways. You can hear that at our website, kuow.org.